Praise the Lord. Message number 223. The title of the message, Breaking the Yoke of Slavery. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew, and let's read chapter 11, verse 28 to verse 30. The Lord say, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless this time, bless your word to us, and use this word that you send us to nurture your church and your people, to set people free, to let them know the truth, to free them from bondages and be set free from being yoked with sin and pride and tradition, culture, friends or regulation or customs that contradict your word and had brought to them, Lord, the troubles and pain and sorrows. I pray for humility in the heart of the people who listen. I pray for a fruit of repentance in their life. I pray that they will comply with the message that you are sending to them. Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here in Matthew chapter 11, and with what we read, verse 28 and 29 and 30, the Lord here, he gave three commands. And these commands are in sequence. The first command, he said, come to me. It means there's a distance. Either you are away from the Lord or you are with the Lord and there is distance between you and him. And here the Lord wants you to come to him near, and or to be nearer, or to draw closer to him. The second command is, take my yoke. Many people, when they will come to the Lord, they will come to the Lord, but they will not take the yoke of Jesus. Large number of people, they come to the Lord, but only few of them, they will take the yoke of Jesus and be willing to walk, and they are yoked with him. What is yoke? Yoke is an instrument they use to bind two oxen together to plow the ground, so they will walk together and in one direction. In this way, no one can go faster or slower, and no one will go ahead and the other lag behind. By the yoke, no one will go to the right and the other will go to the left, because they are yoked. And when we understand that yoke in that context, you may understand, or some people they will understand, is restriction or limitation. Sometimes you think, or somebody think, or we think, all of us, that the yoke of Jesus is heavy and it is a way to restrict us. That is not the principle of being yoked with the Lord. It's not about restriction. And also the yoke of Jesus, it is not a suffering, and some people they think that is the suffering. The yoke of Jesus also is not heaviness, but rest and peace. But he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What he say? You will find rest for your soul. Being yoked with Jesus, that you will find rest and peace. for our souls, for your souls. And that is why he say my yoke is easy, because many they think that the yoke of Jesus is suffering or hardship or restriction or limitation, but that is not the real idea behind it. There are privileges when you are yoked with the Lord Jesus. To be yoked with the Lord, you will receive benefits. The first benefit, that you will go on into a correct direction. You will receive correct direction from the Lord. The second benefit, you will receive constant guidance from the Lord. Not only he will tell you go this way, but as you are in the that way, he will give you also guidance and assurance, and every now and then he confirmed to you the correct direction that he gave you to go on. The third benefit is protection from errors and wrong decisions. Many people who are not willing to be yoked with the Lord, they want to do their own, they want to live in freedom, but they will take wrong decisions and they fall into errors. When you receive from the Lord insurance that you will be protected from wrong decisions or errors, or you will not be going to take these wrong decisions or errors, then you at this time you are really at rest. What is the fourth benefit to be yoked with the Lord? The burden that you carry will be light, because as long as you are yoked with the Lord Jesus, he is also carrying the burden with you. The yoke of Jesus, we can say about it, is a true rest. Many, they understand if they surrender fully to God, they will have suffering. But here Jesus is saying that he will give you rest. So the first command is come. The second command is take my yoke. And here the limitation of many Christians, they come to the Lord, but they are not willing to be yoked with the Lord. Instead of being yoked with the Lord, the people will be yoked by other things. And here they will start to have suffering in their life, because they are not yoked with the Lord, they are yoked with something else. They can be yoked, or you can be yoked by your pride, by a certain sin in your life, by a culture, tradition, being yoked with a friend and non-believers, being yoked with the wrong principles, doctrines, old religions, old churches, traditional way of life, cultural norms. All this you may yoke yourself with, and you start to have suffering. And the danger of being yoked with other things, not the Lord, when the Lord say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You will not be able to learn from the Lord good things, helpful things, spiritual things, beneficial things, if you are not yoked with him. So the third instruction about learning from me, it will not come through in your life unless you are yoked with the Lord. And that's here the problem of many Christians. They are not yoked with the Lord, and they are not receiving the teaching of God. They are not be able to learn from Jesus. They are not, because basically they are not yoked with him. The Lord will teach only those who are yoked with him. How we learn? We'll speak now about the third command, learn from me. We learn from the word of God, and that's why we need to read the Bible from cover to cover. We learn from the life and the example of Jesus. We learn from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will direct us and He will instruct us, and His instructions will go along the Word of God that we are reading daily in our Bibles. Also, we learn, and you learn through the teachers and the pastors in the church, because the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, He had given gift to certain people inside the church, the gift of teaching, to be a pastor, evangelist, apostle, the prophets, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, these all to make the body of Christ grow, mature, and also to protect the members from being taken away with the wrong teaching and wrong doctrines. So, we learn from the teachers in the church. You learn from the teachers of the church. That's why we teach you the Word of God. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit to teach and to instruct, led by the Holy Spirit, instructed with the Word of God. The other way that we learn from Jesus, that you learn from Jesus, and this the last method, I don't advise anyone to go through it. This is where you learn by trial and error. Those who does not want to follow the Lord, they want to go their own ways, the Lord will go to tease them by disciplining them. And that's a very painful and costly way of learning. I don't advise you to go in this way. It's my advice for you to come back, not to be yoked with other things, but be yoked with the Lord and learn from Him. The people, when they are yoked with other things, they are in bondage and slave to what they are yoked with. In the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, you see, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery or by a yoke of bondage. In the King James we can read it also. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So here is speaking about bondage, speaking about slavery. Why people, they are in bondage and slavery? Because they refuse to be yoked with the Lord, and Christ has set them free, but they themselves, they went back and put themselves in bondage. In slavery, they were yoked with sin, they are yoked with pride, tradition, culture, friends, customs, worldly things, other religion, false teaching, and whatever things that take you away from Christ and your walk with Him, and had put you into trouble and taking you into a wrong direction. In the rest of this message, we'll go through the life of Abraham, and we will find out what are the bondages that Abraham had passed through, and he was set free, or he was about to pass through and he was freed, so that we can learn from the example of Abraham. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Say, the Lord has said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. You know, that was the first command of the Lord when he did not say to him, come to me. He say, leave your country, your people, and your father's household. You know, your country, your own country, your own culture, tradition, and the tradition of your own people, your father house, the tradition of your relative, and your people religion, your old religion and practices. that will keep you and putting you into bondage. God spoke to Abraham to leave. And here the message to you, leave your country, your people, your father's household. It does not mean the physical, you leave them, physically you leave them, but their wrong practices and ways of life you have to come out from. Pride will hinder you, but we break the pride in the name of Jesus. Be aware of this bondage. Abraham was willing to leave all that in order for him to follow God. He really obeyed. He obeyed the Lord and he left all that he had and followed the Lord Jesus. In the New Testament, Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say, come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. You cannot take the yoke of Jesus unless you throw away all the yoke of your country, your people, your father's household, and the other traditional and religious practices that you were with in the past. God wants you to leave all that and to follow. The next episode from the life of Abraham, we read from the book of Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 to 9. We know that with Abraham, when he left, Lot was with him, his nephew. Let's read Genesis chapter 13, verse 5 to 9. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abraham's herdmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abraham said to Lot, let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. Here we find that Abraham, herdsmen, and Lot herdsmen were quarreling, and they were quarreling about material things, and that had affected the relationship between Abraham and Lot. It was all about material things. And Abraham recognized that this is a bondage. Bondage of being yoked with the love of material thing. And he free himself of it. He told him, you choose. We don't like to quarrel. What you like, you take. You go this way, I go the other way. You go the other way, I will go this way. Many times you might be enticed with quarrels due to material things. Be careful. You need to be aware that all material things are worldly and are of no value or help for you. Let such bondage with material things move away and let that not affect you and make you yoke with them. If you yoke with material things, you will not be able to take the yoke of Jesus upon you, and you will not have rest. You know, after Abraham took that decision and Lot was happy about it and he chose to move in certain direction, you know, Abraham was blessed more after Lot left him. And we can read in Genesis 13, after Lot left Abraham, the Lord spoke to him in verse 14, let's read verse 14 to verse 17. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west, all the land that you see, I will give you. I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. You know, after Abraham set himself free from the bondage of material things, we can see that had brought and had released God's really blessing for Abraham, and God's really blessing for his descendants. We have inheritance from the Lord, and we can pass it to our descendants when we free ourselves from material bondages. If you are in a quarrel and yoke with civilian affair about money, other things, let them go away. The Lord will bless you more after those people or those material things will leave. We'll go to the next episode of the life of Abraham, and we can find out the next bondage that Abraham put himself in and the practical application of that bondage in the life of the people today. Genesis chapter 16 and verse 1 to 4. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abraham agreed to what Sarah said. So after Abraham had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarah, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Why here Abraham listened to his wife, listened to Sarah and what she told him to have Hagar as a wife, and put himself in bondage? You may say this is adultery. You may say it is lust. That's correct, but it was not due to that. Initially, Sarah suggested that, and Abraham agreed because they have no children, and that might cause them to have some lack of faith. Abraham and Sarah, as if doubted that God will give them children, or He will give them child, because they were old. That bondage was bondage of lack of faith. Many, they have second marriage because of this bondage, but that's adultery. That bondage was the bondage of lack of faith, and when Abraham did it, it became a bondage of adultery. Also, the application of it, many people, they will not wait for God to give them the right partner at the right timing when they are prepared to have a family. They will not wait upon the Lord's choice to have godly family and godly children. Lack of faith make them accept the first offer, and it is the first temptation with a man or a woman, as an opportunity of God, and they will take that as if it is God had given them, and they will go for dating and friendship and will end up in adultery. I can assure you, don't do such things. Have faith in the Lord. God has a good plan for you to have a family, and you need to have faith on Him and wait for Him till He come and bless you with a godly partner, so you will have a godly family and you will be able to raise up godly children. So here the bondage that Abraham had put himself in. Many they have second wife and second family. I advise you to send them away. As we can see from the book of Genesis, finally the Lord came to Abraham in book of Genesis 21 and he requested him to send Hagar and Ishmael away. second wife, and while the first wife is still alive, is adultery. Second marriage or second partner, while the first partner is still alive, is adultery, and it need to be corrected. Book of Genesis chapter 21. We know that the Lord blessed Sarah with a child, and after the child was born and weaned, the Lord interfered in the life of this family and set them free. Book of Genesis 21, let's read verse 9 onward. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had born to Abraham was mocking, and she said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac." The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. Verse 12, but God said to him, "Do not be distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Verse 13, "I will make the son of the maidservant into a nation also, because he is your offspring." Verse 14, early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. Here the Lord interfered and he confirmed to Abraham that he needed to send Hagar and her son, because that relationship is adultery. And Abraham sent Hagar and he set himself free from the bondage of adultery. But what we read in verse 11, you know, when the Lord asked Abraham to send his second wife Hagar and her son Ishmael away to be freed from adultery, we can read verse 11 that the matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. Why Abraham was upset about it so much, greatly distressed, not only upset, distressed, in distress, in emergency, in a bigger problem, and why greatly? Here is another bondage that we want to speak of. And many people who are in adultery, who are in sin, they know they are in sin, but they cannot free themselves because they are under another bondage. Here is the bondage of emotion that was ruling in the life of Abraham. He knows his relation with Hagar was adultery, but he did not send her away because his emotion is linked to his son Ishmael. Many are in the same situation of Abraham, who has second family. They know it is adultery, and the emotion of their hearts hinder them from doing God's will. Many Christians are in control by their emotions and are in bondage and cannot do God's will because emotions, their heart emotions, ruling their hearts.
The heart is deceitful. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. Heart is deceitful. Emotions are deceitful. Emotions can control you, can hinder you, can put you in a big bondage and not allow you to do God's will. Emotion, and you can be controlled by your emotion. Emotion can be love, jealousy, anger, can be bitterness, grudges, unforgiveness. All these are emotions. And in the name of Jesus, I break them all in your life. God wants you to be set free, and He wants you to be set free from these emotional things. Finally, Abraham was able to overcome and free himself. I pray that this message shall encourage you to do the same, so you will be set free from the bondage of emotions. Here, Abraham's struggle was not adultery, but was emotions. And we know that when Abraham was able to overcome and sent Hagar away, he was able to overcome his emotion. He was able also to obey God's command, and immediately in the book of Genesis 22, when the Lord asked him to offer his only son, Isaac, the Bible says early next morning, he got up and he prepared himself to do God's will. Because he already was set free from his emotion. God, I should obey him. Emotion, no more in his life. When there's emotion in your life, you cannot obey the Lord. The next episode and the bondage that we're going to speak from the life of Abraham, let's go to the book of Genesis 25, verse 1 to 6. Genesis 25, verse 1 to verse 6. Let's read. Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Ishwak. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. The descendants of Dedan were the Ashurites, the Letushites, and the Leumites. The son of Midian were Ephah, Ephir, Hanuk, Abida, and Alda. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac, but while he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. You know, after the death of Sarah, Abraham took another wife, Keturah. You know, if you look at it, you can say it is correct because his wife died already. That could be right. Now, how, I'll tell you this, how about Hagar? She was dead already or still alive, and he married again? This we don't know. And also, we cannot judge about Abraham's decision to marry Keturah. But when we read that Abraham sent them away, when he sent away all the children of Keturah away from Isaac, then we can be sure that what he did was not God's will for him to have her as a wife. We are not sure if Abraham knew that is not God's will when he married Keturah. But we are sure that later on he come to know that is not God's will. He may know it from the beginning, and he did it. This could be, or could be, he did not know. But what we are sure about is that he came to know, and he was aware later on about the consequences of it. He knew that the children of Keturah will be a source of threat and a trouble to his son Isaac and to his descendant. Possibly, Abraham, he knew very well it was not God's will for him to marry Keturah. But he did it because he was not aware of the consequences of it. Later on, when he was aware, when later on he was able to see how they could might affect Isaac and the good plan of God to Abraham and to his descendant, he repented and he sent her children away. Many Christians, and maybe you are one of them, may do things externally it look like in accordance to the word of God, but internally themselves or yourselves know very well it is against the will of God. This is another bondage. The bondage of doing your own will and doing your best to cover up your own wrong doing. This type of bondage, the Lord God wants you today to be set free from it. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, the Lord said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I advise you today to throw away whatever yoke, not of Jesus, yoke of tradition, material things, cultural value, pride, sin, lack of faith, adultery, emotions, doing your own will. Throw all this and take the yoke of Jesus and be willing to abide with him so that he can teach you and he can guide you and he will lead you to be in perfect rest. Let's come to the Lord in a prayer. You repent. Tell him, "Lord, forgive me. I did my own. Today I respond to you. I will leave things behind, sin and worldliness and material things and sin that entangled me in the past. Enable me, Lord, have full control over my emotion. I surrender my will to you." Tell him, "Lord, I surrender my will to you. Give me your rest, O God. I want to follow you, O God. Set me free, Lord, in the name of Jesus." Lord, I pray for your people to be set free right now. Help them to abide with your will and your plan. You guide them. Oh Lord, those who are willing, give them repentance in the name of Jesus. And let your peace and rest flow continually in their life. Use this message, take it, make it reach to those who are in bondage to be set free, those who need it, those who are in need of direction and wisdom and solution for their problems. Use this message for your glory. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and Amen.